We got an interesting question recently, a practical and very important question, I mean this time of the world. The question was, in the meditation and with the Buddhist teachings or with some other spiritual teachings, we say slow down, be quiet, and even at the meditation you are trying to become thoughtless. So the question was, why we are encouraging to be quiet than multitasking? So for kids, of course, and at your work, you are trying to be more efficient. You are trying to do so many things at once. Then we think we can successful by being a multitasking person. That is what really we want to do at our day-to-day life. We think that is the way of being successful. That is what we think. But here, at the meditation and with other spiritual teachings and practices, we are trying to be quiet ourselves. The question is why? What's your thought about it? Do you want to do the same thing? Really, do you want to do so many things at once, or why are you coming to meditation? Why do we want to become a quiet person? What can we gain by being quiet? I need to think and find the answer, because you are here, especially you think you can gain something by being quiet. So what you are saying, you can focus when you are doing so many things.
I believe calming down thoughts enhances focus.
Okay. Thank you. Which means you are saying when you are doing so many things, you are not mindful.
Right. So are we fooling ourselves when we multitask, thinking that we're being more efficient, more effective, and getting lots of things done? Is that just a illusion?
Yeah, probably it takes, maybe it doubles our time to get all the same things done. Because you're stopping and interrupting versus...
Well, I actually think I've read, researching deeply, but I've certainly read where they have done studies that multitasking is not effective, is not efficient, that you do any task less efficiently by multitasking. So maybe, I don't know, so maybe that's...
You can say you don't know. The reason, we are responsible for our mind. You are responsible for your happiness, for your life. And you have done so many things in your life. Now we can see, when were you happy, or when are you happy? Because you have gone through many, many experiences. Like what one, there are so many times that you were multitasking. Now from here you can see, or you can again go back to those moments and see which one you would more appreciate. Is that is the mind that you want, or really what do you gain by being quiet? What do you gain by being more mindful? What is happening to your mind? Because now all of you at least have tried to meditate at least once. Just think about that. Maybe you have done before, but first time anyway to this class. At least once you have tried to deal with own mind. Just imagine, when you are going through some emotional difficulties, of course all of you at least have been once or many times through emotional difficulties. How is your mind at that time? What do you do those times? Think about when you are doing so many works at once, forget about your mind. To win things or to do things, maybe you are doing one thing, then another thing, and so many schedules and running one place to another place. So when you are dealing with few different things at once, what is happening? So we are full of those experiences. Now I would like to draw your attention for one of those times. Think about a multitasking times. How many thoughts you can have at once? How many thoughts you can have at once? Just one thought. Then multitasking is such a fool thing. Foolish things. Exactly as you said. But our matter is, we do not want to believe it. Because we get scared. Really? Is that a foolish thing? Because that is what we have believed so many years. In most of our life, we are encouraging our kids to be multitasking, do so many things at once. We think that is the way to become rich, or that is the way to become a successful person. Even that is the faith that we have with our life. We think whenever you see somebody who is successful, that is the result of by being multitasking. What is happening there? You are trying to do so many things, then your mind jump into one thing to another thing, that thing to another thing, then jumping here and there very fast. That make us very tired. And when you are doing that, of course you are not focusing on one thing, because while you are doing something, you are thinking about another thing. Then while you are doing that thing, you are thinking about another thing. When you are thinking about another thing, you really cannot do what you are doing right now, because you are doing that based on the thought you had previously. You are not having thoughts on particular thing right now. That makes you tired and stressed. It is like for 10 different people, you are pulling to 10 different directions. You are not moving, you are the same place. But only it makes you tired, and each person thinks they are doing something because they are pulling you. That is exactly what we are doing to our mind. So now let's see what is happening to mind when you are practicing meditation, or when you are trying to focus onto yourself, or when you are trying to bring your attention to one object. What is happening to your mind? Then you are training to you to not to have that kind of habits or that kind of desire to run to one thing to another thing faster. Because we have desire to jump into from one thing to another thing. That's why people call I'm bored by doing just one particular thing. Because you want another thing to do. While you are driving, you want to turn on the TV, on the radio. While you are driving, you are looking to your phone to call somebody. Maybe you don't have to call that person, but to spend the time, you are calling that person. What is happening here? You are fulfilling the desire what is sitting behind your head. That makes you tired. So now what can one gain by being quiet? When you are being quiet, you can see what is happening. In Buddhist teachings, we highly talk about a quality called sutta, which means ability of listening. If you want to hear something outside, or if you want to hear something inside, first of all, you should be quiet. If you are not quiet, you cannot hear anything. Let me bring you a practical example. When you go to party, stand from outside. When you stand the outside of the party, you hear noises. Nothing clear because everybody talks. In our society, we think we are trying to place ourselves by talking. You are trying to place yourself by sharing something, telling something. That is how you are trying to enter into the society, just by talking. We talk, we introduce ourselves, and then you are trying to discuss things. And because you think if you are not talking, they will not recognize you, then you would left out. Therefore, to place yourself, you are trying to praise yourself by talking. If 6 people are talking, or if 10 people are talking, who's listening there? Nobody. Then nobody want to listen to other person. You meet friends. You select people as friend. Who do you select as a friend? You recognize somebody as a friend who is willing to listen to you. Then you are listening to that particular friend. There you will begin to share things. But you would not find a person as a friend who is not listening to you. Just think about it. You have to associate with the person who always talk. What would happen? When that person enter into the room, you want to run away from the room. Because you don't like that. Nobody likes it. But when you begin to listen, what you can do, what is happening here, you can see what is going on with that particular person or with surrounding. As long as you talk, you cannot hear. You cannot listen. In the meditation, again, we are cultivating the skill of listening. You are listening to yourself first. This listening is not coming from your ears. You are listening to sound, of course, then you are listening to pictures, you are recognizing the pictures as it is. You are listening to your thoughts. Listening to thoughts means you are listening to yourself. What's going on? Maybe when you are trying to quiet your mind is not quiet, it's jumping one thought to another thing, another thought. When you stop doing something, what happened? You can see how your mind is jumping to one thing to another thing. You need to listen to your body. When pain arises, you know how to settle your body, then how to straighten your back. If you react, what happened? You are doing something by thinking. Then listen to it without bringing your own ideas. You just allow yourself to respond to those listening. When somebody says something, you are not hearing those words. A listener hears what is behind those words. You can catch the feel, you can catch the intention. That is a proper way of listening. That means you are not just stuck with yourself. This listening helps you to see things as it is, especially with ourselves. When you are not listening, you justify yourself. You justify your action. You describe yourself, you describe your action. A listener see yourself and see the action. Seeing comes from listening. There are two ways. There are two ways you are using to learn. Through seeing and through hearing. If you can't hear or if you cannot see, you cannot learn anything in the world. Then we are stimulating those both methods by being quiet. Only quiet person can see, only quiet person can hear. This quietness is not come from outside. This quietness come from inside. You may live in the society, or you may live in the house by yourself, in quiet environment. But if you are not quiet by inside, what would happen? You are jumping up and down. You are running here and there. Frustration, anger, anxiety comes the environment of noise. I'm not talking about the noise outside, the noise inside. Bring all of those emotions and experiences. Therefore, by practicing to be quiet, help you to see how those things exist. So, as a quiet person, you can cultivate mindfulness. Through that mindfulness, you see what is happening. Especially, you are learning about you. You are learning how you interfere with things, how you engage with things, why you would engage with things, why you would interfere with things. And another ability is, you will begin to listen to others by being quiet inside. Sometimes we wonder, what does other people do? So recently, one of my friends told me that his mother had hospitalized and hooked into these machines. His friend said, "Pante, I don't know what to do." Now the doctors asked him my permission to pull off these machines. I said, "Doctors are doing wrong thing and you are also doing wrong thing. You should listen to your mother. Go there and sit with her. Just ask her from inside, 'Mother, what do you want?'" Just think about this. You may have this experience. When you have people really connected to you, really connected to you, when something happened to them, you feel it. Especially with your parents, especially with your kids. And you feel something wrong with them. Then sometimes you call them, then you find out there's something wrong with them. Yeah, we are losing this human ability by not listening to us, by not listening to others. So listening is a skill we cultivate with mindfulness. Because that skill helps you to see you. That skill help you to see others. That skill help you to protect you. That is the reason we are practicing quietness and mindfulness through meditation. So quietness and mindfulness is the best practice that one can practice to see oneself.
When I meditate, or as I'm beginning to get into this practice, I'm thinking that I'm curious to listen to more than myself, to listen to a greater spirit, spiritual guide, will that help with my practice? Listening to more than me?
Well, there are a few things. Let me bring a simple example. If you cannot listen to the people who's inside your house, you cannot listen to people who's outside of your house. First, you need to clear your ears for people who's close to you. Then when you have ability to listen more, then you can hear further. Now, we start from ourselves. When you begin to catch yourself, when you begin to catch your thoughts, when you begin to hear to yourself, then that helps you to listen to others. Then once when you can hear others clearly, then you can go beyond. So you cannot start from outside first and come to inside. Therefore, it depends on how much you want, it depends on how much you are dedicated for this. the how much you dedicate it, that much you would become successful. Second, when you begin to listen to others, then you can choose who's very important to listen and who I should avoid. Or who should I, who I can be rely on, or who I should ignore. That decision you will have by listening. If you don't know, if you don't know how to listen, both in the same group, because you ignored, then listening helps you to remove that ignorant part. It helps you to understand to what I should listen or to what I should avoid. So, what is happening there, even the outside of you, you can choose what to listen and what not to listen. Still you are safe, because you know exactly what you are doing. Then you are not safe if you don't know what you are doing. It is like you are following all the instruction given by the people who surround you. That is not good. Just simply think, in your family there might be 10 different answers for some question. If you don't know how to listen or who to listen, then you would do everything, which makes you unhappy, or which might not direct you to anywhere. But if you know exactly who can understand this properly, then you know who to listen. That comes by knowing. So, and same time, when you begin or when you practice to see something clear, then who's seen that as that clear? It is you. Then you build confidence on your decision. You build confidence on your action, because you see it exactly what it is. Then you have that kind of clear understanding of your decisions. That makes you comfortable, and that makes you less, that helps you to not to become frustrated. So which means, when you listen to somebody outside, you can listen to them without doubt. It's removed really doubt.
I never thought of conversation as multitasking, but I think I do that. as you were speaking, I was I'm aware that when I get into unpleasant or uncomfortable conversations with my partner around something that's maybe a difficult thing to deal with, it's because I'm not fully listening, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to, or something inside me reacts to. So I'm trying to multitask, and that's when I get into trouble. So I never thought of good conversation as letting go of multitasking.
And at the same time, once when you train to listen well, that person can become better multitasking person, because that person can jump to one to another thing clearly. And when you know, as I mentioned earlier, we have only one thought at a time. If you can stay with that particular thought at that particular time, then you are doing it correctly, then you are into another thing very fast. Then you can be much more efficient and fast, no mistake will happen. So that is the result of by being focused, by being practicing mindfulness. Then you would be faster person. Let me bring example from a Buddhist text. There were especially in the two occasions we can find for the monks. This kind of very similar story, but let me bring you one story. He's a young monk, 9 years old, enlightened at that age. So then he thought, what should I do? Then he thought, since I am living in the monastery that where Buddha is, lot of visiting monks are coming. Then he got the task of by making beds for the visiting monks. He could do the 500-600 monks at one day, doing very fast, quick. Then even other monks could not recognize it because he is there and he is here and there, and they thought he is doing that with the multiple bodies. But the real thing is, when he is doing one thing, he is just there. If you throw a ball from one place to another place, you can see the ball is moving very fast. Or if you throw a stone or something, it's moving very fast. But each time that ball is at one place, what do you see? You see that ball going here just soon. Then your head going very fast. But at one particular moment, it is at one place. Our mind is faster than that. It's faster than even time. But where is your attention? If you can bring this attention to where your mind is, then you know exactly where you are. You know how to handle it. You know how to become a successful multitasking person. But if you cannot do one thing mindfully, how come one can do 10 things mindfully? That is the reason we are trying, first we are trying to practice to do one thing mindfully. Especially, we are with 5 senses. All those 5 senses work the same time. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and your skin with touch. Then we have the 5 axes. Those 5 doors all the time working. But your mind only stays with 1 door at once. So then our task is going to be how to practice just 1 door one time, then move into the 2nd door. That is what we are doing with meditation. At meditation, we are trying to shut all the doors. Close your eyes, we are not eating during the meditation, and no sound, that's why you are looking for quiet environment, trying to have a perfect posture to not to engage with pain. Then you are dealing with touch or the feeling of the nose or breath. When you are able to do that correctly, then you can bring that ability to your daily life. When you see something, you can bring that same thing for that seeing. When you hear something, you can bring that ability to that hearing. That is how we can become much more multitasking person. Because we are loaded with these 5 senses. That's why in the car, while you are driving, you are trying to listen to something, you are trying to see, but it's still, you know, you are just switching one back and forth to things, and you are seeing cars coming to front, or you are using your eyes, and same time you are just using your body as a machine there. Can you jump in another phone call also while you are seeing something? You think you are seeing, but while you are in the phone, either you are listening or you are seeing. You are switching back and forth. That makes you tired. But if you can do one thing successfully, of course you can do those things mindfully without being tired. So, but try to not to do that at first. First practice meditation with one thing. You can merge that later, not now. Nathan finally would say, well, nothing really important. Most of things are things just to ignore. If you really look at your life, you know, you give a lot of value to those things what you should ignore. Most of the things really not bringing anything, but when you are there, or when you are doing those things, you think it is very important. It is very important. But it takes some time to recognize that. I was such a big fool. Why did I do that? And why did I think it's very important? Let me tell you one example that I found from my life. And a few years ago, I was so addicted to watch a Sri Lankan news. I thought I should watch this every day and should know and what's going on there. But when I recognized that, I thought, that's it. It was very difficult for me not to do that in the next few days. But I thought, no, it doesn't matter what happened, I do not turn on the computer to watch the news. So now I see, I was such a big fool those days because I was so urged to watch this news, and I thought, whenever they post news, I just want to become the first person go and watch the news to know what is happening these days. But until I stop it, I did not recognize what I have lost just by being doing that, and what I have gained by not doing it. There are so many things that you are doing in your life. While when you are doing it, you think it is such important. And then you give values, you justify it, and you think it is. Even though other people say something, you think those people can't understand. Those people are blind. Those people are just nothing. That is how we justify that. You can find so many things in your life like that. But until you stop, you would not recognize how much that is not important.